The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents JADCO and You.
You've probably been hearing the term strict liability principle in the sporting arena for a while now. When it comes to being a professional athlete, it's important that athletes understand how the strict liability principle can affect their sporting career. But what exactly is the strict liability principle? And what impact does it have on athletes? Stay tuned to find out more on today's edition of JADCO and You. So, what is the strict liability principle? The strict liability principle states that athletes are responsible for any prohibited substance found in their sample, whether they intentionally or unintentionally use the prohibited substance. The principle is applied in situations where urine or blood samples collected from an athlete have produced adverse analytical results. JADCO's Executive Director, Kerry Brown, will now tell us how the strict liability principle is applied to anti-doping.
The strict liability principle, as it relates to anti-doping, for example, if an athlete tests positive during an in-competition event, the results of the athlete are automatically invalidated or removed because this rule helps to establish fairness to the other athletes in the competition. However, we must understand that the athlete has the possibility to avoid or reduce a sanction if he or she can establish how the substance got into their system and if it's, for example, a case where it might be a contaminated supplement or so. It is no fault of theirs or significant fault of theirs because they were not trying to cheat, but they might have inadvertently ingested a prohibited substance.
But how did the strict liability principle come about? Prior to the January 1, 2004 implementation of the World Anti-Doping Code, which is the core document that provides the framework for harmonized anti-doping policies, rules and regulations within sports organizations and among public authorities, the principle of strict liability was applied by the International Olympic Committee in its anti-doping code as well as by the vast majority of pre-code anti-doping sports rules. In accordance with WADA's stakeholders' wishes, all signatories of the code continue to apply the same principle in determining anti-doping rule violations matters. JADCO uses its public education activities to ensure that all athletes are aware of the strict liability principle. The organization also encourages athletes to be aware of the health consequences of doping. The onus is on athletes to take the necessary steps to be informed and to consult their doctors and nutritionists to assess all medications and foods that they consume. If an athlete can't find the information about a substance or medications, they should never assume it is safe to use. Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown, encourages all athletes to seek the advice of a qualified medical practitioner or nutritionist before consuming any substance.
It is critical for athletes to seek professional help in this regard because, again, you don't want to ingest a substance that may return, as the layman would say, a positive test or an adverse analytical finding. Because especially in a circumstance where you're not able to explain how the substance got into your system, then you may be liable for the maximum sanction. You run the risk of ruining your career by having a long sanction hanging over your head. While if you took the professional advice from a trained practitioner, they can tell you in better ways what to stay away from.
It's always important to remember the strict liability principle, which states that athletes are responsible for any prohibited substance found in their sample, whether they intentionally or unintentionally use the prohibited substance. The strict liability principle is applicable at all times, so it is important for athletes to take responsibility for their actions. To learn more about the fight against doping in sport, contact JADCO by calling 929-3500 or visiting 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10. You may also log on to jadco.gov.jm. Feel free to also check out our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube or Twitter pages. This has been JADCO and You. Until next time, remember, you don't need dope to cope.
Be what you wanna be, just stay drug free.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.